Thank you.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Mr. President.
Glad to hear you. I haven't seen you.
Well, I tell you, I wanted to come to a press conference the other day, but I got down with a damn chest cold.
Bob?
I've been also having a lot of financial problems with our book club that I'm trying to straighten out, so but I'll be over.
Did you ever get any more papers besides Journal American than her?
Well,
I talked to them a couple of times myself.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, they've been great on this. Have you seen, I guess, I haven't sent the link to you because I thought you'd probably see it. Have you seen the way they've been playing?
Yes, oh yeah.
Oh, fine. Listen, I'll tell you what I wanted to write. I may be wrong about this, you tell me if I am, but I had the feeling that you and Wilson were hitting it off pretty well.
I would say that the United Kingdom has never had a more genuine friend in the White House than they now have.
Right.
You can say that with authority, that the president has known since he entered the Congress in the 30s that he thinks the mother country is the Rock of Gibraltar and the one great friend that we have in sunshine and sorrow. And it was Churchill's voice that kept him from being a slave. He said many times that in talking to Britishers that it was the voice of your leader that kept me from being a slave. And has met several times the Wilson, this about 3 or 4 times. He has met with his foreign secretary since he's been president 17 months. He's probably had a dozen meetings with the leading representatives of the United Kingdom from there, including both prime ministers, including both ambassadors, including both foreign ministers, and he may be not go quite as far on domestic matters as Wilson would, like nationalizing the steel industry, and he may be a little more prudent in fiscal policies. That he believes in each nation running its own domestic affairs. And when Wilson got in trouble on his monetary problem after he submitted his budget, after he got in and raised his pensions right after he took over Social Security, Johnson went in and initiated the plan and went to his relief and saved him. And he feels very deep and compassionate and highly respected interest in the British people and in their system.
And Wilson an easy guy to talk with?
Yeah, very easy, very easy. The only problem he'd have with Wilson is that he may frighten people to death, and he has a small majority. I didn't shove him on the MLF. All of my advisors said I ought to demand that he move right then and there, but he only had a 3-man majority, and I tried to treat him like I'd like to be treated if I were in the same situation.
Right.
And I told him to go back. He wanted to talk to the Germans. He thought we were just telling the Germans what to do. I told him to go back and talk to them and get their views, and we could work it out after the German election. And I haven't had any run-ins with de Gaulle. Our people, they get pretty provoking, and a lot of folks holler sick 'em. But I haven't had any. I've gotten along fine with Moro. We just had a wonderful visit with him. We've had excellent relations with Earhart. Of course, the Japanese had a good visit here. I felt that most of our people felt that de Gaulle's speech, I guess it's Tuesday, it's kind of an annual springtime exercise. And I couldn't see that it introduced any really new elements. He's t- talking about France, national independence, and we understand that. I don't think the Soviet Union will find any cause for rejoicing in his references to the totalitarian empire and to the need for Eastern Europe to throw off their crushing constraints. It looks like it's
prickly alive for them.
I would say that a good many people here that were amused that he would, when he's receiving Cromico, and they were trying to make it play up that they were great big buddies, and he was talking about the Eastern Europe's crushing constraints, unquote.
Let me ask you something. Is Wilson helping any on this Vietnam?
Yes. He's doing everything he can to try to find some diplomatic or some other initiative. His steward got off on the gas thing because he tear gas, and everybody's used that, and he joined the Russians a little bit for propaganda at the moment, but after he found out that they'd used it 200 or 300 times themselves, he was less critical.
but I gather from at least what I've read in the papers, I mean, that Wilson agrees that you're doing the right thing.
Yes, that's right, and Canada does too, and practically all the non-communist nations. And De Gaulle doesn't have any better solution. He doesn't necessarily approve what we're doing, but when you ask him for his plan, he hadn't really got one.
Yeah. Well, I want to write some of this. Maybe.
I'll tell you one of the good stories that ought to be written is The Americans Beware. Our CIA reports show from all the capitals of the world that we could solve the Vietnam thing if the North Vietnamese and the Chinese really felt that we were there to stay. But our own people are creating doubts, and they're questioning our policies, so the kids are running up and down parading. And most of them are led by communist groups, this Du Bois Club, and Hoover spent an hour here yesterday. But you can say most of them are led by beatniks and these left-wing groups, and the few senators that are joining and going to the campus to stir them up, and then they drop leaflets next day, and they make the North Vietnamese and the Chinese believe that we're about ready to move out. Go another week, they can hold on another week, so I go on. And that's a great disservice to America, and it's a great disservice to our fighting men. But what you ought to do is have a column, Americans Beware.
Right. I'll do
and it would sure suit old Dick Berlin, that group. And, and it's true, and all of them know it. Even the good liberal senators know that we've been sucked in. Nobody's really on that side except Morrison and Gruening.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell the matter with Morrison. I saw him up there the other day. I mean, just casually. I mean, he's really... I mean, he's got to be a real fanatic on this damn thing. He just, I mean, anybody can see that, you know, I mean, this is almost demagogic, I mean, the way he's playing it. I haven't seen Grinning, and I don't know him too well, but my God, this performance. I mean, even if one disagreed, I mean, this stuff that he was pulling the other day about Johnson's war and McNamara's war, where your place would be in history.
Well, he's not...
Something else eating him? I mean,
No. He just, he feels very strong. But he's bought their line, and that's that. Glad to hear you, Bob.
Okay, well, thanks very much for calling, Bob.
Yeah.